morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Whoa! Good morning, Mr. Rancher, sir.
Hi there. Can I help you fellas?
No, sir, but we can help you. I'm Ed.
And I'm Fred.
And we're the Parasite Patrol.
The what?
The Parasite Patrol, dedicated to protecting your cattle from blood-sucking parasites.
Just how do you plan on doing that?
With these new TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
New TriZap tags combine three proven active ingredients in one easy-to-apply tag to stop horn flies, face flies, lice, and ear ticks dead in their tracks.
Plus, TriZap tags help guard against the growing threat of horn fly resistance.
Well, boys, I think you sold me.
Oh, you won't be disappointed, sir.
And neither will your cattle.
This year, ask your livestock product supplier for the triple barrel protection of TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
Welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. The 2018 Wheat Industry Field Days are about to wrap up, and with just a few more to go, Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, dropped by our studios yesterday to visit with our Farm Director, Ron Hayes, about his observations and his expectations for this crop once harvest arrives, which, according to Schulte, is not far off.
Certainly, I think in southwest Oklahoma that the opportunity exists that we will be cutting on Memorial Day weekend. So I think we're going to be kind of right on schedule with what we normally are as far as a harvest for Oklahoma.
Prior to the last week or two, Schulte joined others in the belief that this crop would encounter a late harvest, given the cooler temperatures that have been sustained across the state this spring. However, he says over the last several days, temperatures have warmed up and helped significantly to promote grain fill in our wheat fields. Right now, Schulte says the best-looking wheat seems to be centered near the Wichita Falls and Lawton area throughout the south-central corridor of the state. Unfortunately, though, not all fields across the state look as good.
Yes, and so, you know, May 1st, we took those numbers into account, I think, at Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's annual meeting. They were going to say that 2.3 million acres were going to be harvested, and we were coming in at 58 million bushels for the state. We got into USDA coming out with their crop report last week, and 2 million acres harvested, 26 bushel average at 52 million bushels. I really thought that we were probably closer to that 58, but driving around the state in the last week, no doubt you just see hay being laid down in all areas of the western, central, and north central part of Oklahoma. And so I think that certainly we're going to be possibly closer to that 52 million bushels for the state.
And while wheat in Oklahoma has had its many challenges this year, disease hasn't been one of them. I reached out to OSU Extension plant pathologist Dr. Bob Hunger recently to review the foliar disease pressure he's observed so far this year. Fortunately for producers, he really didn't have that much to report.
That's correct, Carson. The wheat disease situation has been quiet, even starting last fall. Usually we do see some of the foliar diseases come in the fall, leaf rust especially. But last fall, it was just too dry.
If there was one issue with disease this year, though, Hunger says it would have to be powdery mildew, which showed up in many patches across the state. However, with temperatures warming up over the last few weeks and given the recent dryness, he says most cases should have probably shut down by now. Now, moving forward, he says for the most part, farmers should be free and clear through to harvest, aside from maybe one minor possible exception.
Leaf rust could still come in, but I just don't think there's the inoculum around for it to really get going. And we're still dry. I think we're pretty much out of the woods.
You got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.